It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. President Trump recently revived false claims about Wisconsin's elections ahead of this year's midterms, and he called for Republicans to take stronger control of the election process later this year.
The president made the latest election comments on the podcast of former FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino on an episode that aired Monday.
The Republicans should say, we want to take over. We should take over the voting in at least many, 15 places. The Republicans ought to nationalize the voting.
In a telephone town hall yesterday, Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson said, quote, I do not want to see us nationalizing elections. But he did call for changes in election law, including limits to early voting and more proof of citizenship for voter registration. This comes as the U.S. Department of Justice is suing Wisconsin and nearly two dozen other states for access to voter data.
What do these efforts mean for state election integrity in the midterms? To learn more, Danielle Friedman is with us, legal director of the State Democracy Research Initiative at the UW-Madison Law School. Danielle, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And Scott Klug is with us, former longtime Republican member of the U.S. House of Representatives from the Madison area and a board member of the Wisconsin Board of the Democracy Defense Project. Scott, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, good morning, Rob and Kate.
Danielle, let's start with this idea, the president saying we should take over, Republicans should take over, and use the word nationalize elections in a number of places. States have historically controlled, of course, most election management in this country. What do you make of this, of him forwarding this idea?
Yeah, so I think the most basic and important answer there is that the Constitution simply doesn't allow it. The Constitution clearly gives states the authority to administer elections, and it gives Congress the authority to pass laws that would also regulate elections. The president himself doesn't have any power over the administration of elections, and that is the constitutional framework with which we have elections in this country, and will continue to have elections in this country for the foreseeable future. So that's sort of the constitutional background from which all the rest of this stems, which is the real key, right? And we've seen beyond just these calls that have resurfaced this week, we've seen the Trump administration try to exert federal control over elections in a number of ways throughout the past year since he's been back in office. The president issued an executive order last March that attempted to put the federal government in control of some pieces of the election administration space and to impose national standards. And thus far, there were many challenges to that executive order in court. And thus far, the courts have really said that he overstepped his authority there and that the executive order cannot be put into place, and that those sort of nationalized standards are not appropriately implemented through an executive order, that he exceeded his authority there. As you all mentioned, oh, sorry, please jump in.
I want to bring Scott in. Scott, you're a member of the Democracy Defense Project, a bipartisan Wisconsinites here working, you say, to defend the nation's electoral system. What do you make of maybe if it's not an implementable idea, the rhetoric of nationalizing elections from the president?
Yeah, so just to sort of level set for your listeners, the Democracy Defense Project's active in seven battleground states. Wisconsin's among them, New Hampshire, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona. You can do the list in your own heads. But I mean, you know, this all stems back, I think, still to Trump's frustration and fascination with the 2020 election. And you know, I'm a Republican, so let's just sort of set the record straight here. Donald Trump wildly underperform Republican congressional candidates in Wisconsin in 2020. If the president had simply gotten the votes all the Republican candidates had gotten in Wisconsin for Congress, instead of losing the state by 20,000 votes, he would have won the state by 50,000 votes. And if you look at the history in Wisconsin, whenever there's been recounts of elections, the numbers move in 10 or 20, maybe 100. It doesn't move by 50,000 votes. So the president's flat out wrong on the arguments about voter fraud in Wisconsin. And I think yesterday's points go to the discussions with the fact that it still bugs him he lost a number of states. But the fact is that's how the voters voted in Wisconsin. He didn't win in 20, but he did win in 24. So there's no need to change the election law.
Danielle, do you see this kind of rhetoric, though, having a concerning effect on elections, on motivating state or national lawmakers to try to change laws to shift control more toward the federal government?
So I think what it really is, and this is a significant change and in stark contrast to previous election cycles, is that states, as they're preparing for the upcoming elections, really need to think about the federal government as an active, engaged adversary to the states as they're trying to administer those elections.
Wow.
As opposed to them having sort of the more limited role that they've had, which could sometimes even be supportive. In some cases, especially, you know, sometimes the federal government provides funding for things that the states need to administer the election. They might serve as like a convening role to circulate best practices amongst the states. And I think we're far beyond even expectations in some states of that limited, occasionally supportive role. And really, states need to be thinking more about what it will mean for the federal government to be an active adversary as they try and administer these elections in the fall.
Danielle, what can a state do if they see the federal government as potentially an adversary in the clean management of elections?
It's a great question. So I think there's a couple of things. I think first they need to think about sort of filling the gaps for where the federal government may have been supportive in the past. And that might be in terms of funding. That might be in terms of thinking about some of those best practices. That might be, so that's one way, sort of thinking about filling those gaps. And then the second is to really have concrete plans in place to try and anticipate some of what the federal government might try and do to interfere in the various processes that happen in the administration of the election.
And Scott, at the Democracy Defense Project, you've urged Wisconsin lawmakers to have bipartisan efforts to restore trust in elections. What do you want to see? What have you seen here in Wisconsin when it comes to filling some of those gaps and restoring confidence?
Well, and I think we can point to two things. One, which is an ongoing problem in Wisconsin, we should have fixed this years ago, is the ability for local election officials to begin counting ballots before the polls close. One of the areas conspiracy theorists always point to are the large trucks showing up in Milwaukee on election night, dumping ballots after the polls have closed. Well, that's because that's what the state law is in Wisconsin. And again, to point at my Republican colleagues, you know, Florida and Texas, solidly Republican states, start to count ballots before Election Day. Republicans seem to win elections regularly in those two states. And they report. I mean, Florida and Texas will report before Wisconsin does by a matter of hours. And so I think that's the first thing we should change. And the second thing, there is an ongoing problem with drop boxes around the state because there's no uniform guidance. And so in some communities, the local clerks have decided they don't like drop boxes. There aren't any of them. And here in Madison, you can, you know, trip over them about every 25 feet because they're everywhere. I think we need, the state could solve those two problems, which would go a long way, I think, to take away any of the mystique or allegations about voter fraud. And the federal government doesn't need to get this done. The state of Wisconsin's legislature and the governor need to get it done. And my hope was that they would get it done before next year's midterm, but I don't think that's going to happen.
That's Wisconsin Republican Congressman Scott Klug, represented Wisconsin, South Central Wisconsin, for a long time. Also with us, Danielle Friedman, legal director of the State Democracy Research Initiative at the UW-Madison Law School. Want to turn to election misinformation. Scott, the president re-advanced this claim that there were more registered voters in Wisconsin than there are adults in Wisconsin. It's not true. It was debunked soon after the 2020 election. It's coming back now. Part of your effort at the Democracy Defense Project has been to debunk election misinformation. Tackle this one for us.
Well, but I think, again, as we started to talk at the beginning, Rob, I mean, these kinds of allegations go around the country. It's not just us. I mean, as you know, the Secretary Noem has been in a couple of places sort of checking out what the results look like and going back and looking at old ballots. It's just a huge waste of time. And there's never been any allegations about the 2020 election that have ever been proved. The president seems perfectly happy with the results in 16 and 24. And the fact is, when you're in politics, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And I wish the president would just get away from this rhetoric. I know it gets his base all excited, but I think most of the public at large is just exhausted by it, and it's not very productive. And what we should be doing, along with our colleagues at the Democracy Defense Project in New Hampshire and Georgia and places like that, are to change the state rules, underlying state rules in capital letters, to do anything we can to improve not only the execution of elections, but also the perception of elections. And here in Wisconsin, again, the two things we can do is to get standard laws for drop boxes, and secondly, figure out a way to begin counting ballots before Election night closes at 8 o'clock. And again, we talked about what some states do. They will actually count ballots in advance. In Wisconsin, we could take a step that Minnesota does, is that you open the ballots, make sure that all the information on the envelope is right, that it's signed, it's sealed right, that people don't check one box and then start to scratch it out and do another box, so that when the ballots are stored, immediately at 8 o'clock, you can start sticking them in the ballot counters to get them done in the voting machines, rather than to start the process by opening up at 8:01 election night. It leads to this terrible misperception. And again, it's simply Wisconsin's law and we should change it. It's not hard to do.
And Danielle, I want to take our last minute for another thread. The U.S. Justice Department suing Wisconsin, a bunch of other states trying to gain access to voter data. Should states be giving this data, do you think, to the federal government?
No, they should not be. And there's, as you mentioned, there's 24 lawsuits from the Department of Justice now, plus the District of Columbia. And these lawsuits are really just getting underway. But we've seen at least one opinion from the state of California that has made clear that the Department of Justice is not entitled to this information under the statutes that they are asserting that they are, and that there are state laws that protect the privacy of the voters that are not preempted by any of the federal laws. And so we've seen that consistently be the argument made, including in Wisconsin, and we'll continue to see these play out. But that's likely to be where most of the courts go on that.
And we'll leave it there. Danielle, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And Scott, thanks for being with us.
Thanks. Nice to talk to you again.
That's Scott Klug, former longtime Republican member of the U.S. House of Representatives from Wisconsin, now a board member of the Wisconsin Board of the Democracy Defense Project. Danielle Friedman, also with us, legal director of the State Democracy Research Initiative at the UW-Madison Law School. Been talking about recent comments from President Trump asserting more federal power over elections and what the role of states is in managing those elections.